Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Darryl Davis Black and Green. I just wanted to jump on here real quick and thank our new followers that we have here. A couple of new paid subscribers. Love you guys. As I said from the beginning, you know, this program is a movement program. It is an extension of our movement. One of the reasons that I'm doing this podcast is because I've always done talk radio, and I found that I was making the radio stations a lot of money and myself not so much. But I also find that I'm a target, you know, because of the work that I do. When you take on powerful people, they can retaliate, and they almost always go after your income. So my means of support, my income, is always at risk. This is an opportunity for people who don't donate to the movement to subscribe. It's only $9 a month and help me do the work that I do. I also pay for my own gas when I get called to different cities and towns to help organize. Of course, I have movement expenses, flyers, renting places to do Facebook Live, which I've added to our toolbox. And that, in fact, that's how some of you have found this podcast. You know, the numbers on the Facebook Live is incredible. We want to keep building all of this. The end goal is to empower our community, to empower you individually, to give people an opportunity to be part of something bigger than themselves, so that when and if they or their loved ones or their community comes under attack, either through gentrification or police abuse or just labor law abuse on your job, you're now a part of a movement where we can send out an email and have 100 people at your job to support you, or at a business who's disrespecting our people of our community, or a slumlord, or we may need to write senator this one or congressman that one to support funding for not affordable housing. I'm shying away from using that term because they redefined that. I want housing we can afford. And so please go on follow me on Facebook. It's just Darryl Davis, D-A-R-R-E-L-L Davis. It's a picture of me doing talk radio. Pinned at the top is my email list. Click on it. It says click here. Put your email in there. Click submit. You are now part of our email list. And so, again, I want to thank everyone. If you're finding this program for the first time because of the Facebook Live, follow me on Facebook. Join the email list. Help grow this movement. You know, a lot of the phone calls I get now are people who are being evicted, and they're making good money. They're making a respectable income. And so, you know, I remind folks, it can easily make you distraught and depressed. And I remind people that it's not you. It's the economy. It's the fact that your politicians now are no longer looking out for your interests, mostly because of the Supreme Court's decision on dark money, redefining corporations as individuals, and all of this complicated nonsense that translates into corporations can now buy and own senators and congressmen and even the presidency. And so the corporations now, what used to be regulated is no longer regulated. What used to be safe is no longer safe because the government is no longer looking after our interests, but we, the people, have the power to change that. And so we have to take on the FDA and the other regulatory commissions. We have to take on the conglomerates. We have to take on price gouging because, you know, the senators and congressmen are not doing it anymore. And so you can't pay your rent because runaway corporate greed. You're losing your money, not really to your landlord, but to the gas pump, to the grocery store, to your phone bill, to your cable bill, And we are being fleeced as a nation because there is no more love of America. Love of the dollar has become the leading motivator in American politics. In other words, they are now, corporations are now calling their senators and congressmen. For example, you know, you think you're eating tuna, but you're eating dolphin. You think you're eating peanut butter and jelly, but you're eating a certain amount of rat hairs because it costs the corporation. It cuts into their profits to make things safer and healthy. And they don't want safe and healthy. They want profit. And your senators and Congress people are no longer looking out for your interests. But you can change that by writing to them, by letting them know that you know, by letting them know that you will run a primary or that you will support the opposition if they don't come home and start supporting the interests of the people again. And that is the goal of Daryl Davis Black and Green here on this podcast, and that is the goal of Daryl Davis Live on Facebook Live. And so spread the word, brothers and sisters. Follow this podcast so that you'll get an alert when I do a new program. I may come on and say, look, HR Bill 101 to forgive student loan debt. Call your congressman, call your senator. Let them know you want them to support that bill. Please be a paid subscriber. It's $9 a month. It helps me do my work, and it also gives me a certain level of protection for when they come after my income again, and they will. We have to develop a liberation consciousness. We have to start donating to the grassroots. Everything you have comes from someone like me who came before me and people who will come after me. These politicians just ain't doing it for you anymore. Jobs, afford housing you can afford. They all come from the grassroots up. And then the politicians respond and they make it happen. So be a part of a movement. Spread the word. I want to tell you how grateful I am for all the love and support. Let's keep building. And remember, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.